بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم gave advice to the Bedouin who asked for advice. The first advice: do not regard any good action to be trivial. Even if you are pouring some water from your bucket into the utensil and container of someone that is looking for water, and even if you are speaking to your brother with a cheerful face. And continuing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِيَّاكَ وَإِسْبَالَ الْإِزَارِ فَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْمَخِيلَةِ وَلَا يُحِبُّهَ اللَّهِ. And singing your lower garment below your ankles, because this is from pride, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever hangs below the ankles of men, whether it is the lower garment, whether it is the upper garment, but if it's worn from the top and it goes below the ankles, minan nar, then that will be in the fire of Jahannam. Allah save us, Allah protect us. This is regarded to be a sign of pride, even if a person says that I don't have pride in my heart. It is a sign of pride. وَلَا يُحِبُّهَ اللَّهُ, and Allah doesn't love it. And then the night of 15th of Sha'ban also, it is mentioned in the list of those people that will not be forgiven, that this person that used to hang his lower garment, his upper garment, below his ankles, then even that person won't be forgiven. Therefore, we should not worry about the norms of society and what people will think. وَتَخْشَ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala speaks to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding another matter, but we can take lesson. Allah Ta'ala says, you are fearing the people. اللَّهُ أَحَقُّ أَن تَخْشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more right that you should fear him. So therefore, when it comes to these matters, you shouldn't worry about what people will think of me and how they will view me. Rather, we should make sure that we fulfill the command of Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, just had to make a remark that his garment is a bit too long. And he made sure he went and cut it to mid-calf, not just above the ankles. He made a point of cutting it till mid-calf. Once Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Salihji, Dhamma Barakatum, recently mentioned that I was giving the khutbah of Eid. And after the khutbah, someone came to me and told me that, Mufti Sahib, you were wearing a jubba, and it seemed like the jubba was going below your ankles. So Mufti Sahib said, I'm very, very appreciative of the correction, but I would have been even more appreciative if he corrected me in front of the entire crowd. That in front of the crowd, Mufti Sahab, your garment is below your ankles. Please raise it above your ankles. So we should not have any reservations when it comes to these teachings of Islam. Some of the ulama have mentioned that these are essential practices that we need to work on initially if we want to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in breaking our desires and our nafs. This is not only for salah. There are some narrations that mention that that person that wears his garments below his ankles during the salah time, then when he is performing the salah, there's no reward for that salah. But it's not only for salah time, it is for all times. So we should make the mindset of adopting the practices of Islam and not the practices of the kuffar and their norms. وَإِنْ إِمْرُؤٌ شَتَمَكَ بِمَا يَعْلَمُ فِيكَ فَلَا تَشْمِتْهُ بِمَا تَعْلَمُ فِيهِ فَإِنَّ أَجْرَهُ لَكَ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person swears you and abuses you regarding something that he knows that is within you, whether it is some physical disability, whether it is some fault that happened in the past, something in private, or anything that is related to you, and now he picks on that, then you shouldn't do the same and pick on something about him, about his family, like it is commonly done. Your father is like this, your mother is like this, your children are like this, or some physical disability that a person has, or some fault of the person, or something that happened in the past, something that is not in public and does not harm others, something that is a personal matter. Now a person is speaking on this. Yeah, your previous marriage couldn't last, and he starts speaking on something about the person. Then you don't do the same to him. You rather remain silent. فَإِنَّ أَجْرَهُ لَكَ. You will get the full reward for that. And he will get the harm and the punishment for what he has spoken and what he has said. Rather be the mazloom and do not be the oppressed. So these are the advices Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. Don't regard any small act to be trivial, any good act to be trivial, even if it is sharing your water or it is speaking with a cheerful face. Do not hang your garments below the ankles, because this is a sign of pride and Allah doesn't love it. And lastly, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone abuses you about something that is within you, you don't do the same to him. Allah give us understanding.